This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
Recently in Lowell County, Oregon, Wolf OR48 from the Shamrock Pack dies after an unintentional take by the Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services. The gray wolf died after encountering an M44 device, a spring-activated device containing cyanide powder. The device was in place as part of the Wildlife Services operations to control coyotes and prevent coyote-livestock conflict on private land in northeast Oregon. According to Doug Cottenham, the ODF&W Wildlife Division Administrator, said the death of this wolf shows the risk involved when wolves are in areas where Wildlife Services conducts these types of operations. This is a situation we take seriously and will be working with Wildlife Services with a goal of preventing it from happening again. ODFW and Wildlife Services are evaluating the incident and discussing how to prevent unintentional capture or take of wolves while addressing livestock damage problems. Here's Matt with some numbers on livestock predator damage to give you a better idea of why we need to manage coyote populations.
In a 2004 survey of producers, the National Agricultural Statistics Service found that coyotes nationwide killed an estimated 135,600 sheep and lambs, worth a total of $10.7 million. A 2005 survey found that coyotes killed an estimated 97,000 head of cattle worth $43.9 million, and that coyotes nationwide killed an estimated 135,600 sheep and lambs worth a total of $10.7 million. It's a good thing we have Fish and Wildlife and predator hunters to help manage these numbers. Thanks for listening to Sportsman Spotlight. This is Matt Rice. Check us out online at sportsmanspotlight.com or find us on Facebook.